Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. You're about to listen to it. Good evening. You're about to listen to a new episode of the Metal Injection Livecast. We will not be burning any Qurans tonight. But we will be burning your air pussies like a bad case of the clap. And maybe a couple of Bibles. Now here is the show.
Wow, I didn't know Bland was a Satanist.
Well, he works for us, of course. The Satanic Show.
Welcome everyone to the Metal Injection Live Cast.
In case you don't know what he's talking about, there's this church planning to burn a bunch of Qurans on September 11th.
Which is stupid. I feel like the best way to fight against the Bible or the Quran or whatever is to make people read it, because it's so stupid that, like, if people actually read it, they'll be against it.
I'm pretty sure most of that dude's followers don't know how to read.
Yeah, well, but you certainly can't read it if they're burned.
Yeah. But you could put a shish kebab over it and make some nice Mediterranean food.
Like couscous.
A little hummus.
Well, before we get into all the religion talk, okay, I would like to mention a few things. First of all, my name is Rob.
That
was 3D, who just said sup to me.
That's me.
Sid is here.
Hello.
Sean is here.
I'd fuck a black bitch.
Yeah, he doesn't really sound like
that. You know, you'd fuck a black bitch?
I'd fuck a black bitch.
And Noah is here, too, and we are the Metal Injection Livecast. And I am alive. You know, people were wondering this after my performance last week.
Sorry, everyone.
I want to get on record and say, listening back, I really do not remember the last half hour, 40 minutes. Pretty much after that music break, I don't remember a thing.
If you did not listen to our show last week, it was Rob's birthday celebration show. And Rob agreed...
Wait, excuse me. If they didn't listen to the show last week,
fuck
what the fuck is wrong with you?
Well, we have a special guest today who's bringing a lot of new listeners to our show, so I wanted to...
Yeah, we're going to be joined by Steven, the guitarist of I Wrestled a Bear Once, Iwabo, in a little bit. So stick around for that. That's after the music break.
But anyway, Rob agreed to drink a shot of vodka for every caller that called in. Wound up getting 16 calls total. And he bailed on two of them, but he did drink 14 shots and was...
10 of them were, like, right away as soon as he walked through
the door. I did eight to the face. Yeah, he called in. He came in late. He called in on the air before he came in, and we had piled up, like, eight shots for him before he got into the studio. So he had to drink eight shots all at once. And from there, it was all downhill.
Somebody in the chat... Actually, my liver is in the chat. And all that my liver has been saying is, Robert, why did you try to murder me? Why, Robert?
That's what your liver sounds like?
Yeah.
If it had a voice?
Why, Robert?
Sounds like
why?
An old gay Jew. Liver.
That pretty much sums me up to them.
Oh, jeez.
What? Well, I'm zigging myself.
True. Yeah. Yeah. You didn't have to wait till
Sid got
to
the part where you're gay.
Do we have a caller?
Yeah.
We have a phone line here.
On the phone balls.
We have a phone line. What's our number, Rob?
It's 646-929-1357. Who's on the line?
We have 704.
It's Josh from Charlotte, and he can start with that one shot of vodka now.
No, we're not.
No,
doing that.
Sorry, that was last week. I'm not doing that.
Rob's
again.
Body just rejects vodka now.
I'm the one drinking this week.
But
I can reject deodorant.
I do.
And female vaginas.
I do have. Oh.
That's actually the other way around. But all right.
Yeah, I felt like, get away, vagina. Yeah, too far. No, I will not take a shot of vodka, but I do have some hash, and I'll gladly take a hit of hash for every caller we get.
So we're going to do that.
Well, hash is actually way,
way more potent than weed. Is it, what? Is the caller saying something?
I don't know. Speak up.
I'll drink a half a can of
spray.
Do it. I want to. Do it. Is that the only reason you called, just to make me do a shot?
Yeah, pretty much. I was going to call later, and I accidentally called now. So, whoops. Not bad.
It's all good. We're just going to hang up on you.
Bye.
All right, later.
Have a good one. Enjoy the show. Do we have more callers?
I think it's just Colin listening in.
Screw Colin.
So, you can screw Colin.
Okay. I don't think he's legal, but one day.
So anyway, we were talking about all this
Bible talk, Bible Quran talk.
And Over it.
Well, I wanted to mention something we didn't get to last week because I was too busy getting drunk. But I cut out these audio samples, so we're getting to it now. Okay. Is Glenn Beck held a rally?
Oh, yeah.
Last week. Nobody really knows what the rally was about. It was about freedom?
It's about white people getting angry and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
I want freedom! Ain't no more freedom!
Yeah, exactly. And this one guy who I'd like to refer to as the mental injection of politics.
Yeah.
He calls himself...
So wait, he doesn't talk about politics at all?
Yeah. No, the video portion of both.
Oh.
New Left Media, I believe, is the name of the company. Anyway, he just went to the rally and really did a really great, unbiased job at showcasing these people and how they're complete nut jobs. But without any fancy editing, he just let them talk.
Yeah.
And
they own themselves.
Yeah, and we'll post the link in the description a little later on if you want to watch the full thing. It's like 13 minutes of gold. But I extracted a few clips here.
I don't know how he doesn't laugh. That's what.
How he doesn't like roll his eyes and how insane some of these people are.
I mean, those might have been just the best takes that he put. But even not to laugh once, I think, is amazing.
Yeah, yeah. I would not be able to keep a straight face. Like, for example, this one dumb girl. Try to build a mental image on how disgusting this woman looks just by the way she talks.
Yeah, just restoring honor and freedom and kind of help the White House people to understand that, we need to, we need to work for, freedom and, the things that are going on in the White House right now are just absolutely insane. And, it's becoming, it's just America, it's time more becoming, communist.
They're not sure.
Does she have teeth?
No.
She looks like she came from the J.R.R. Tolkien convention.
Yeah. And really,
how dare you?
The main question was why are you guys here? What's the rally about? And then there was this one old guy who's pretty amazing.
This is the last bastion of hope, okay? And right now, we're on very shifty ground.
You don't think there's any other bastions of hope in the world?
No, I don't. No, I don't.
Canada, maybe?
No.
Okay.
This is the last bastion of hope right here.
We're the only bastion.
I thought he read that on his fortune cookie, and he just kept repeating it over and over.
Okay. God shed his grace on thee.
Yes, he did.
I think Bastion was just in his word-a-day calendar. Okay?
Right, yeah.
Or he watched Neverending Story.
Yeah.
Well, I do have to say, my old man just texted me, and he said, if anyone's really angry about this Beck stuff, there's a big counter to Beck on Washington for Progressives on October 2nd. Mm. If you want to get down
this
there.
This is going to be the Colbert thing?
We can do a live cast from there.
Well, they annoy me almost as much as right-wing.
All these dumb rallies are just such a waste. Why don't these people just donate a dollar to the environment?
Why don't these people just get fucking jobs?
Or stop or something.
During the weekend.
I kind of agree with some of the progressive causes, but then you see their rally, and it's like everything's about Che Guevara.
That's any rally, though. It's just people are out there just pushing their own cause, as opposed to like... But there really wasn't... Yeah, there really wasn't a general cause of this, but just to move it along really quick.
We should protest protesting.
I agree.
I think that would actually happen in PCU.
Yeah.
Is that the climactic scene?
Anyway,
we're not going to protest.
Let me talk, Sean. Let me talk. Eat your pretzels.
No, you don't eat pretzels on the mic.
Eat your pretzels off mic.
You can eat my dick on the mic.
Whoa.
Pretzel.
Hey, I'm talking. Don't fucking interrupt me.
Thank you, Sheik. So then, something the Sheik would relate to, it was asked about these people were asked about the mosque built a few blocks away from Ground Zero.
Oh my God!
And some fantastic answers.
How far away would be? Do you think it should be built?
Closer than 3 blocks. No, further away than 3 blocks. 3 blocks.
Wait, what? Closer or further?
I think. Well, he meant further away.
He should be no closer.
Is he drunk? Like, is there drinking?
No, no, I don't think so.
What about smoking?
Yeah, like, I mean, but four. I mean, is there?
How about 100 miles
away? How far do you think it should be? What would be like a good distance to put it?
They have more mosques in New York City than you should sit at.
What? I've never heard
so
of.
So folksy.
What is it? How about they make another one?
Wherever they achieved a victory, they build a mosque and what have you.
What is the name of that mosque? What is the name of that mosque?
You know, in fact, that's actually true. When they built a 7-Eleven on my block, and all these Arabs had bought it, they built a big shrine to Osama bin Laden, and like he was squatting and taking a shit on the next building. Next door to it.
This was
the sickest thing I ever saw.
This is my parents' argument for why the mosque shouldn't be built, is that they just do it because, you know, as a victory thing, and you're going to train terrorists there.
Yeah.
They said this to me with a straight face, like, do you hear what you're saying? And then the funniest thing is, like, I honestly started to lose it at how silly they were being. They were being very calm, and then I started yelling, like, you're fucking idiot. Like, this is retarded. Like, what is the big deal? And then my dad was just like, "Oh, they don't let people build churches or synagogues in Saudi Arabia." And I'm like, "So we should be on the same level as Saudi Arabia?
Yeah.
We're not any."
How many Jews are in Saudi Arabia looking for a synagogue?
Yeah, really.
Like, who's Saudi?
It's all desert. You can't do anything, and you can't even go to shul here.
But let me finish this clip.
You would think.
It's the, help me.
With all the heat and everything, at least for the nice
and you can't go anywhere for a schmear.
Sell bagels.
But that,
some might say that what's happening is they're confusing radical Islam with more moderate Islamic factions.
Yeah.
Fair part.
I learned all I needed to know about Islam on 9/11.
Yes!
I'm done learning.
You learn everything about Islam on 9/11 because that completely defines Islam.
Well, no, that was just the day of his Arabic studies class. It was 9/11 of last year.
And then,
coincidence.
Oh, I see. And then the transition was to, you know, like Obama being a Muslim, which he is not. And then that folksy woman got back on my mind.
But his middle name is Hussein.
Hold on. Gotta listen to this.
I agree with the birther people that I don't think he's even a... legalized citizen.
And do you think he's a Christian?
I think he's Muslim at heart. He only joined the Christian church in Chicago for political gain.
See, what I had read was that he took a Muslim's heart and had it transplanted into his own body.
The ironic thing is, this is the exact way I feel about Rob. I think Rob is Muslim at heart. He keeps fighting it, but I'm pretty sure.
Well, he's half Muslim. His father is.
I'm not. My dad is not Muslim.
His father is Jewish. His father's a imam.
Too much.
Kalima.
He never talked about his mom and dad. He's like mom and imam.
He's not denying it.
And then we get to the. Well, let's get to the people on the line. We'll get to you in a minute. We just gotta finish up with the segment.
Someone in the chat room said, "Jew liver, Muslim heart."
It's actually a Russian liver because it's still functioning after all that abuse that he took last week.
Still, he should have done a lot more if he was Russian.
Actually, someone else in the chat room was complaining that we never talk about metal.
You knew him.
Yep.
We're talking about
Bob. Say something about metal.
Nurgle from Behemoth is having chemotherapy treatment, and they're going to put out a new DVD soon.
Nurgle, please.
Of his chemo
Nurgle,
treatment?
Please. What? No. A live DVD.
Oh!
Nothing
of
having
his
to do with
chemo
the,
treatment?
Nothing having to do with the chemo treatment.
Oh.
That's coming out next year.
That was kind of weird how you phrased that.
You call it Tom Green's ball surgery? It's like shit.
Yeah.
If he had a cooking show, it would be called the Nurgle Gourmet. Thank you.
I understand.
Or
I understand the comedy.
I missed Nurgle Gourmet.
So then,
I don't want to say that there's anything good about cancer because it kind of sucks, but he wouldn't have to use any like face paint.
Oh, come on!
He wouldn't have to paint his face white.
That's not right.
I'm not sure. I still care about how he's. I hope he's healthy.
Projectile vomiting during shows.
Can we take a call?
It's not a GWAR show. All right, let's take a call.
Not moving in the right direction at all. Okay, 832.
Hello.
832. You're on the air.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's your name?
Crystal.
Can you Crystal?
Hear me?
Crystal?
No, Crystal, like the meth, yeah.
Oh, Crystal, like the meth.
Oh,
okay.
Got it.
Right.
What's up, Crystal?
Yeah. I actually had to pull myself away from an episode of Hoarders to call in because I've just been really addicted to that show lately, and it's horrible. But
we're just gross.
Yeah.
No.
We're just as gross.
We don't want it.
I hope you're DVRing that shit. That's amazing.
Have you seen it? Have you seen it? It's fucking disgusting.
It's so
have you seen
ass.
The Animal Quarters show? Where it's
oh,
like
yeah.
Animal?
Yeah. Wait, no, have you seen the one where they found dead cats underneath the pile of shit?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, and they're, like, flat.
Yeah.
I don't understand
like
why metal bands don't vote. When metal bands don't shoot videos in these homes because they're pretty brutal.
We're actually being profiled.
Well, you can't really damn, though.
All the promos that Rob accumulated for the last 20 years.
And all the cock socks.
Did he even throw out all the Nightwish CDs that we have piled up in the Nightwish hoarder.
Cool. So do you have a question?
Yeah, I did, actually. Well, I had two questions. One, how do you get the sick-ass tone on the guitar? Like, what are you running through? Like, what?
Well,
what
assuming this is
for
Steve from I Wrestled the Bear once.
Well, no, it's for me, actually. My first album. I didn't really want to put it on the show.
It's for Noah. She's a big guitar player.
No, Noah doesn't have an album. No, don't talk to her.
So answer your question.
I usually tune down to D.
Okay.
And I do a lot of fret work.
What are you, Korn?
I do a lot of fret work. I try to. You okay there, Dan? You're making me laugh. Stop. No, I try to use the G string a lot. That's
my favorite. There we go. Now, Steven from Iwamba is going to be on later on. He's not on yet. Could be on at like around 9 o'clock.
By the way, Mongoose Commander answered your question. He said he tunes down to Q, usually. That's how he gets that good tone.
I get it.
The Q string.
Right.
Crystal, will you call back an hour?
What?
Yeah, call back when he's up.
Will you call back
in an hour?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I could if I can pull myself away from that fucking TV. Yeah, I guess so.
Was the second question also for him and not for us?
Well, it was just for the band in general. I was just curious what?
Dick. What? It's wasted now.
No,
we're not going to remember.
David, we'll call back in an
David,
hour.
Yeah,
or text Rob.
No, don't.
Rob, give her your number.
917. What?
Oh, Crystal.
Okay, Crystal, yeah. So please call back. Do we have...
In 1 hour.
One hour,
all right.
40 minutes.
We'll be...
9 o'clock.
Before the next episode of Hoarders starts, just call us. We start during that break.
All right.
Before the episode of Hoarders. She has them all on VHS and just piles them up in the corner.
Okay. The next caller is 518.
518, you're on the live cast. What is your name?
Yo, what's up?
What's up? What's your name, bro?
Josh.
Whoa.
What's up, Josh?
Whoa.
Where are you from?
Yeah. Upstate, actually. New York.
Oh.
I
lovely.
Know
upstate. A fellow New Yorker.
Huh?
Where from upstate?
I was like 20 minutes north of Albany.
Oh, I don't know that.
Nailed it. Darren nailed it. Yep. So what's up, buddy? Do you have a question for us?
Yeah, think about this. Could be epic fail, could be epic win, but interesting question. What is everyone in the room's sexual fantasy? Feel free to ask the Sheik and Spain if you'd like.
This kid's put some thought into this. I like that.
Noah, what's your sexual fantasy? No one cares.
I have a lot.
How many that you have not already acted out?
I think I've pretty much done everything I wanted to do.
So there's no fantasies that you have not yet done?
Oh, no, there is fantasies.
Well, give us
like
a little
top three.
Top one.
Top
one. Always comes to the spank bank every, you know, more often than the other one.
Having multiple partners, all of them guys.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
Gangbang.
Yeah.
I was trying to keep it classy.
Using street slang here.
A gangbang.
Can I ask a question? Now, if that was to happen in real life, though, like,
oh my God,
if,
that'd
if
be
it
awesome.
Could happen, if it could happen,
yeah.
Would you take part in it, or do you want to keep it in your mind?
Well, it's a fantasy, meaning that I would probably want to take part of it if it would happen.
Why does other some people have fantasies that they wouldn't want to actually act on, but they like?
I like to make my dreams come true.
Noah?
So
you're in a room right, you're in a
no,
room right
no,
now with three single
no,
guys.
No.
All, I have a camera.
Nope.
I have a peepee.
I don't remember her saying her fantasy was it being taped.
Well, yeah. She could watch it later and remember when she lived
out. Sid was volunteering something to do.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to leave.
I can't partake, yeah.
Not with anyone I know.
But when you think of that, is there a specific guy, like a
no,
celebrity?
Said,
or he just has to be black and taller than 6'4".
They just all have to be with long hair.
She basically wants Megadeth
body
to gangbang.
Yeah, Lenny Kravitz.
Would you let Megadeth gangbang you?
Absolutely.
Uncut cocks, all of them?
Even the dropper, Sean Drover? He's kind
of... Thank you, Rob. Okay, we did Rob's fantasy.
For Chris Broderick and Dave, I'll do it.
It gives me a more But not Dave Ellison?
Oh, God.
He
I forgot about Dave Ellison.
He holds the camera.
Yeah.
All right, Sydney.
Wait, what's wrong with Dave Ellison?
He's just really pathetic.
He's had more hair.
I'm sorry.
He's a musician, and he's skinny.
You know what? He would be the guy in the corner that's not allowed to participate and just tortured and wears a male chastity belt.
He could be the fluffer.
the fluffer, yeah.
All right, here's a question. If all the other members of Megadeth... Wait, first of all, what about ex-members? Do they get to...
I'll tape Marty.
What about tour managers?
No.
Roadies?
I'm asking a serious
second
question.
Second cousin.
Just Marty.
Hold on. Mustaine's dog groomer.
All right. How about you guys answer his question?
No, but I had a serious follow-up to that, though.
Okay.
You're all screwing it up by asking a silly question. Sorry, Darren.
I forgot where we were.
But, like, if all the other members of Megadeth were having sex with you, and Dave Ellison, like, would he be allowed to only perform Cunnilingus on you? Would he be allowed to eat you out?
If he wears one of those leather face masks.
What about a dental dam?
Yeah, I guess that would be a good idea, too. Yeah. He looks like he doesn't have health insurance. I don't know what's in
his... Wait, what instrument does he play?
Bass.
So wouldn't you rather he finger you with his dexterous fingers than go down on
his just,
middle?
Honestly, I'm not... I don't want to even look at me.
Then we would have a caller asking about his fingers.
Okay, anyone else have fantasies?
Sydney.
I always wanted to bang an Asian chick. That's not going to happen.
Okay.
Because
he's married.
Basically, yeah.
Oh, well, you're in a relationship.
Yeah.
Same. Future.
I suppose.
Not to put you on the spot.
Yeah.
Roberta?
It's really hard to just pick one.
Most frequent to the spank bank.
I guess, well, you know, the whole... two girls thing. We'd start out with that. And I want to be putting in as little effort as possible.
And he wants to be updating the website.
Yeah.
I want it. Oh, yeah. We're definitely, like, really high. And then, you know, I'm on my back, and then one of them gets on top of me.
Feeding you fried food.
That's even better. See, I was thinking, yeah, hold on, performing this
for
right
nipple
here.
For shoot Fanta.
You know what? I'm that's four.
Yeah.
I'm boning one of the girls. I don't even like Fanta.
We just talked about it.
I'm boning her.
Going back to 1984.
She's in the bone zone. While the other one feeds me grapes.
Oh.
And her vajay.
Oh, that's nice.
The grapes out of her vajay?
Ooh, that's good. She can improv. She can
make
grapes. Oh, yeah, you can make them like anal beads, too. and they can push it out of your mouth.
Why?
From her vagina.
That's a big deal.
Maybe if she cleans.
Well,
I'm all about
instead of shooting her
maybe,
in her
maybe,
ass.
Maybe I'm shocking her.
Oh.
Giving her the shock.
No,
oh.
Put the grapes up in her ass like anal beads, but then have her clench her ass so grape juice comes out. And
oh.
You just take the grape
wow.
Juice.
I have
speaker juice is what she did.
Darren is about to go run to the bathroom to wash.
I'm gonna run to the bathroom and bath. BRB.
I'm not going near it.
We need a second bathroom in the middle.
I want to hear Darren.
I don't want to be a cop out, but I don't really like when I whack it. I don't think of things that I have. Like I use memories. Really,
it's not about whacking. Like, what would you like to do that you haven't done?
Yeah,
not a lot of. I'm trying to really think of something interesting to say, but I can't like really make something.
Well,
I
really have to think about it too. Like I'm like, well,
I'm not into two girls. Really. I like watching it in porn, but I'm not. I don't know. Like I wouldn't be attracted to two girls.
Are you now when you're?
I like the intensity of focusing on one girl.
Are you a giver or a receiver in bed?
Giver.
Okay, so you get off on like pleasuring the lady.
Yes.
So what if you had two ladies to pleasure and you were simultaneously?
It's splitting my attention. I'd rather be really.
What
intense.
If they were twins?
What if one of them was wearing a strap on?
No.
Uh-oh.
I'm not against that, but it's not. I don't find.
You gotta get the strap on in the butt.
No, like I don't like if a man does that with a woman, I don't find that to be gay. But
it's not gay.
It's not in my, like...
It's just milk of the prostate, brother.
I did have a girl that I was sitting on the bathtub, and she was jerking me off, and as I was coming, stuck a finger in my asshole.
Oh, okay.
But,
did you like it?
Yeah, I liked it a lot, actually, but not, like, if it was, like, a whole fucking dildo, I think that would be disgusting.
Or feel really good.
Well, your anus.
I feel like it caught me by surprise, you know. And that was like, but like now knowing about it consciously, it's like really disgusting to me.
So you don't want her to step in here with 2 feet like a sex.
No, three-legged man race.
So basically, Darren.
I'm the potato sack.
What you're saying is, ladies of the future, stick your finger in his ass, but just don't warn him.
Don't warn me.
He wants
it,
but he doesn't want to be told.
You only live once, right?
Shingletown in the chat writes, Rob wants to stick his teen in some Red Gord merch.
Possible. Sean, your turn.
See, I mean, I have the cliched extremes, but I think the...
You want a romantic dinner?
Yeah, you know, wine and dine me a little bit. Jerk me off at the urinal, you know, whatever. But, no, like, something that's, I come back to when in my solo time, where it's, like, something sexual or something non-sexual turning sexual, whether it be, like, a female doctor at the doctor's office or whether it be, like, a teacher or a fucking grocery store clerk that was really hot or something, like, leads to something really filthy. That total stranger, sort of like non-sexual situation turns into totally filthy.
So you want to do your landlady?
I don't have a landlady person. It's a management company. Yes, I want to
fuck
that company.
The entire company. Yeah, you do want to be a gangbang.
Yeah, no.
I want to be the center of that fucking Marin Management gangbang.
You gotta do it, but don't tell them not to let you know that they're about to fuck you. And
yeah,
it's a surprise, and it feels better.
Yeah, true story. but you know what I mean. You know, like where it's like something that is completely like surprise, out of the norm, should not be sexual, turned sexual.
Hmm.
Like rape?
Yeah, rape. Basically,
rape.
Well, you're an H&R
Block. On male rape. Yes. With my 200-pound Jamaican tax lady.
Wait, can I just read what Gifield the Fish Destroyer said? Sean lasts as long as the short grind songs he listens to.
It's true. It's all about quantity, not quality, man.
How's the quality? Not good.
That's why you just keep a running train of broads, and you're like, I never get bored.
It's like a Napalm Death album. You just get them in and out. You get 40 of them in there,
fuck
and you're done
man.
In 40 minutes.
Yeah, give me a fucking break.
I got speed
to plan, man.
All right, song's over. Next bitch.
All
right, Sean, not Sean, Josh, did that answer your question?
Yeah, I guess so.
I forgot that you were still...
Are you jacking off
these poor guys?
No. Or not, or we gave him what he wanted.
How old is
more
what about what about Mustaine and Sheik? What are their fantasies?
That's right, that's on the spot. I'll write something next week about their fantasy.
Darren is in your,
voice. Think about Shlomo Fantasy, too. Have him call next week.
Well,
okay, next time he calls in, we'll ask him what his sexual fantasy is.
Yeah, let's ask an underage male what his
sexual fantasy is. I thought he was, 19. I get
15,
confused.
15,
man.
Okay.
17 years old.
What? 17 years old. Oh, you're 17 years old.
Of course. I think so.
Shlomo, do you like it up butt?
Of course.
No.
No, like a douche. All right. Well, thanks for calling in, Josh.
Very good question.
That was actually a really good question. That's good talking there.
Yeah.
All right, we have another caller. 630.
Better not be my dad.
630 area code.
Georgia.
Yo.
What name? Where are you from?
This is Mike. I'm from Elmhurst, Illinois.
Hello, Mike from Illinois.
Is this a first time caller?
Yes, I am.
Wow.
I said that because his area code is the same as my dad's work.
Okay.
Yeah,
why don't you give him the address of your dad?
I'll tell you that to move.
Charles Green Post Office.
Okay.
Postmaster.
What?
So what do you want to ask us?
So I was on ultimateguitar.com last week, right? And I come across this forum that's talking about the 10 bands that should get back together. And one of them is Metallica, but with Dave Mustaine. What do you guys think about that?
I don't see the point.
No. I think they would probably just, eat each other.
Or it would just suck.
But also, all of their success came after Dave Mustaine left.
No, if it was 1988, that would be awesome. But the Metallica of today and the Dave Mustaine of today, if they got together, it would be terrible.
I don't think that James Hetfield could keep up with Dave Mustaine.
Oh, even if he could, it would still
be
terrible.
Basically be this generation's Wham.
Well, first of all, they can't keep up with their own material.
Yeah.
They can't even play their own song. How are they going to play Megadeth, material or whatever?
They got six.
Exactly. That's why Megadeth is way more awesome than Metallica.
Oh, stop sucking them off. Jesus Christ.
Well, I'm going to have to agree with that.
I agree. No, I agree, but it's just a fanboy,
Low balls, man.
No.
Dude.
It's not because I'm a fanboy.
Megadeth?
It's the truth.
Megadeth, Metallica have always.
Oh, both of them suck. Oh, okay. So what does it matter if we think one is better than the other?
I was just saying that they would just suck.
No matter what.
You want a piece of shit on that.
Exactly. Even he's unless it was Kill 'Em All era Metallica, then that's fine.
Unless it was the first record.
Yeah.
or the hit the light CP.
Somebody in the chat room just said Pantera rules. Don't you have a Pantera story to share, Rob?
Oh, yeah.
Well, wait. We have to wrap up with the caller.
Didn't we just? We answered his
question. Well, he's a first-time caller, so doesn't he get something?
Are you a first-time caller?
He just said he is.
Yeah, I am.
Well, then, you get the winner prize! Are you a metal injection junkie?
No, I am not.
What? What? Well, maybe you should sign up. Yeah, you better sign up. And send me a private message. My username is Rob Injection.
But do you realize now anybody could sign up and pretend to be this guy?
Yeah, well, the first person to do it. That's the prize.
No, you should just include your phone number.
Call back later and tell us what your username is once you've signed up.
There you go.
Cool. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
In.
So, do we have... thank you.
Yeah, okay. I hung up on...
okay.
Of course.
So, you heard a crazy story about Phil Anselmo.
Yeah.
You have to talk into the mic.
Yeah, I saw it today.
I have to pull it up first.
Do you think that it's legitimate?
Yes, I do think it's legitimate.
What is it? I haven't heard this.
Because the person who wrote it is a credible reporter.
Yeah, but it came from an anonymous source.
Yeah,
but I mean, he wouldn't have written it if he didn't trust the source.
I see, okay.
He also did a story on stupid people at the Glenn Beck rally, so it must be very valid.
That's good.
Oh, sorry.
But anyway, so he heard a story, this guy Chris Harris, who runs a blog called Gunshy Assassin. I posted about this earlier today on Metal Injection, so
you want to look at the full story, you can get the link on our site. But anyway, it was just, he was talking to a guy in a band that toured recently with Phil in the not-so-distant future, he says. And he was saying that he thought he was cool with Phil Anselmo, but Phil Anselmo just, he wasn't, like, getting his jokes or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, yeah.
Let's just read the whole thing word for word.
I don't want to read it word for word.
No, read the part where the guy's in the hallway and he says,
all right.
What's up,
we'll start with this one.
Okay.
One day Phil let one rip freely. It was a juicy fart, and I was like, man, you need to be careful. I think you might have shit your pants. And I guess he didn't register. And I guess he didn't register that it was a joke. And he turned around and he goes, "I will tell you if it's a wet one." Like,
oh God!
Like that. And I was, I was just like, it's just a joke. And then he was wearing a cross one day, and I was kind of making fun of his cross at the airport. I thought we were peers, and it was okay. But turns out he was on a shit list.
What guy in a band says peers?
Why don't people say that? Okay, anyway. We were at a... Here's the best story.
You're a foreigner. You don't know about peers.
I know about pears.
We were at a restaurant one night, and I said something to him. I was passing him in the hallway, and I was just like, "Hey, what's up, dog?" And dude grabbed me by the throat and was holding me by my fucking neck, and he goes, "You will address me like a white man." And he didn't let go of my neck, and I was standing there frozen in fear. I didn't know what was going on. I was just like, "So what should I call you?" And he goes, "You will call me Philip or dude." And I was like, "I'll call you dude from now on, man."
Wow.
And then there was even more. There was like more tension throughout the tour. And, you know, he was saying at the end, the shit really hit the fan, and he writes, "We were this young band, and he was fucking Phil Anselmo, and he was entitled, and we didn't deserve to be there. He comes over like he's going to give me a hug, and he goes, 'Prepare to get your fucking ass blown off the stage.'" And I went, "What?" And right when I said that, he just slapped my face. Like so hard. I was just standing there, stunned. Face burning from the hard slap.
Can you read that sexually?
Okay. "Prepare to get your ass blown off the stage."
That wasn't Rob live. We rewound the tape and played it slow.
I'm not done. And right when I said that, he just slapped my face, man, like so hard.
That's Noah's fantasy. That's for the left corner.
Guys slapping each other.
Yeah.
With their gloves.
I've been staring at gay guys and just like fantasizing about them doing it in the street. It's really bad.
What time is really in the street?
No, like I just want to watch
like,
make out.
Do you watch gay porn?
Sometimes.
No, often as sometimes.
One time I linked Rob to a gay porn I was watching because it was just so funny. It was like,
Robert, did you watch it?
I don't remember.
No.
It was
funny because it was these two like meatheads and they were doing it on the couch.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Giving me.
Oh,
they were like,
actually,
they were like, "Oh, baby."
And I did click it and I'm like, "Why? Why did you like me?"
Save it on your phone.
I have it on my mobile boner. It's in my favorites.
It's like
boner.com.
It sounds like the Jersey Shore.
Boner.com?
Porn parody.
There actually is one.
There is one. But it's not gay, is it?
No.
You look good. I don't know. Come over here.
Hey.
All right, I'm here. What do you want to do?
Let me spray you with some fanny solution.
Hey, we're about to have a situation up on your brown eye, boy.
Let me show you my situation.
Yeah, all right. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, it's fine.
That was the story.
Phil Anselmo will either be known as Philip or Dude.
But I mean,
how's my Phil Anselmo, guys?
Bad, terrible.
Bad.
I
think
it was that bad.
I think you need to do more heroin to get it right.
I need a little more.
Does the best. Phil.
Let's hear it.
Like, you ever seen that American Hardcore documentary when he talked about Black Flag? And they're like, they were in a pure basement of frustration, man.
No, I don't think that's what it is.
No.
Let's find out YouTube during the music break.
Let's see if, hey, Sean, I'm going to give you a scenario.
Okay.
You react like you're feeling something.
Okay.
Hey, Phil, I found this great song. I want to play it for you. All right, ready? Here it is. What do you think?
Man, I don't listen to that faggy shit. Get that.
No, you failed.
No, I failed. I totally
that's what you're supposed to say.
You play songs for me that a white man would play.
I went for the homophobia. You went for the racism. It's good.
You play the white man music for me. You play me some David Allen Coe.
Yeah, here's an interview.
Fuck out of here.
So
you're
going to say David
You play
most media people are wannabe musicians anyway that can't do it. That's the truth.
No, see, this is earlier.
This is sober, Phil.
Oh, yeah.
That was Phil Anselmo?
No, that's totally not the voice.
Phil Anselmo. Can you play that again? Because that sounded like an old 50-year-old Midwestern man.
So do you still mistrust, do you still mistrust the media?
Absolutely.
That's totally different.
Because, straight up, man,
that's
case
like
in point.
I guess.
When Panserva was pushing
case
up.
In point.
Right,
breaking
up. What? Go ahead. No, you. Rob and I were at, we went to see System of a Down, like years ago, like probably 9 years ago. And Down opened for System of a Down.
Oh, that's fitting.
It was amazing. It was just hilarious. Like, he was just shooting on people in the audience. Like, a guy came with a Pantera shirt and was sitting in the front row, and he keeps screaming, I love Pantera! I love Pantera! And he called him out. He was like, you're a fucking faggot. Take that fucking shirt off. I should fucking strangle you with it. You're a
who's
little
the faggot?
Fucking faggot. The kid with the Pantera.
No,
Pantera,
but he's going to take his shirt off so he could strangle
him. Yeah, and
that's
like,
pretty gay.
Pantera is fucking dead.
Yeah.
The kid who's putting money in his pocket.
Yeah, the kid who
strangle him.
Likes the project you devoted half your fucking life to.
I'm sure he was there just to see Dad, and he's
right.
Like... Fuck you, suck. You look like a white man.
You know, like, the most I remember is, like, that live Super Joint Ritual DVD. You know, he was at the peak of his, like, heroin and drinking when it's, like, really slow, low voice. You really gotta talk to Phil like this.
Yeah,
that kind of...
You boy with the Pantera shirt, you look like you might be a mestizo or some kind of mulatto or an octoroon, perhaps. Get out of my audience. Let me see your genealogy tree right now. You got a Chinaman in you. You got
to
be at least one.
Want to?
Yeah, want some.
Oh, I found an interview with Phil during the Superjoint era. Let's see.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, this woman is...
We're back with Isoskeleton. I'm Kristen Powers, and it's been a great week back here in the Midwest. We're covering Satyricon, Suffocation, and Morbid Angel this weekend. It's Monday. We're Phil... Joint Ritual. What a pleasure. I just saw you, it seems like, and you're back in Minnesota on tour. How's the tour been treating you?
Are you black?
This has been nothing but...
this voice.
Beautiful, actually.
Oh, no, he's getting too happy with the show.
I mean, we played...
This is a very poor sound quality.
Yeah.
Shitload of
this. She should learn something from Metal Injection.
Get a better mic.
Yeah, fuck that. We get the point.
What's with this mic? You got my face.
Get a mic fit for a white man.
All right, let's take a quick call before our music break.
Don't tread up my phone call.
917.
917? New York.
Hello.
What's up?
Up?
Hello. Hello, what's your name?
I'm Gary.
Hey. What's up, Gary?
Is Noah there?
No, he's there.
Creepy already. Creepy.
I know who this is already.
Gary Suarez?
Hi, Noah.
Hi, Gary.
Okay, it's Gary Suarez. Gary, did you know a few weeks ago your Metal Sucks cohorts were here, and all people would call them and ask them about is, where is Gary Suarez?
Because I'm fucking awesome, that's why.
Is it? But in an ironic way or in a sincere way?
A little bit of both.
I like that your phone voice sounds like Kevin Spacey in 7.
Can you give us a little Kevin Spacey in 7, Gary?
I would prefer not to.
That was good enough. Was
all right.
Stop it.
Well, we kind of have to rush to a music break. Do you have any final thoughts, Gary?
No.
Wait, can we give him free shit?
No, he gets an episode. He gets an episode. No, he's called
yeah, I get so much free shit. Please don't send me anything.
No.
In fact, I'd like to unsubscribe.
We'll actually just send him a bunch of melodic Eurodance, because I think that's the type of music he's into.
Oh,
no.
Cool.
Please take me off your mailing list.
No, we're just sending you all my shirts, man. All my old
shirts. We'll just add you to the Nevermore mailing list.
What if we send Sean to your house to do your laundry in the nude?
No, send Worrell Dane to my house.
Worrell Dane? Come to my house first.
Whoa.
Okay, after he's done with Noah, bring you both can come over to my house.
Okay.
Whoa.
It's getting very gay.
He wants to have a three-way. Noah, your fantasy.
Oh, my
Gary
God.
Suarez.
We just got to the part where people are gay.
Except they're all going to ignore her. Just make out.
It's fine with me.
They all two people.
I can take care of myself.
Guys, come over here.
No.
All right, we have one final
thanks
call.
Thanks for calling in, Gary.
Music break. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Get out of here.
Who else we have?
630.
630 again.
Going on.
Thanks.
Motherfucker.
Hey, it's Mike.
Here, go.
Hey.
It's Mike again.
Okay. What?
Yeah, I just want me to call you back. So, I did.
Yep, the guy didn't call in yet.
He'll be on in like 20 minutes.
He's the one who needed to create a username.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
okay. Fuck yeah, it is. What's the username? Shit Eater?
Oh, it's M. Hilgy. M-H-I-L-G-Y.
That name sucks.
Cool.
Great. Send me a private message.
Don't be messing with my name.
What?
Don't be messing
with
my name.
Yeah, with your name and address. Okay, we won't be messing with your name. All right, we're going to take a quick music break.
It's going to be the Unabomber.
We're going to start with a little worm rot from Singapore. And the track is called Fuck.
I've already got a boner.
I'm drunk. No, not I already got a boner.
Oh, I thought that was CeeLo Green that you were going to play.
Fuck, I'm drunk.
That's a good song.
Thank you. Hello there. I'm Peter Steele. You might have heard the news about me and my recent career change. Well, it's true. I grew tired of my old lifestyle, pumping iron in the gym every day, writing sensitive, brooding emo lyrics in my Brooklyn love nest, and slapping bras around with my abnormally huge penis, once seen in Playgirl magazine. After some introspection, I found the perfect career for someone like Peter Steele, driving a school bus. Yes, that's right. If you're lucky enough to be a parent residing in Monmouth County, you can have your children driven to school by an upstanding citizen like Peter Steele. What does this matter? Well, after 2 months of driving these adorable little rugrats around, I realized music is still in my blood. That's why I've joined up with my star-studded A-list of friends in the metal industry to bring you Peter Steele and Friends Present The Wheels on the Bus, a compilation of songs heard on the bus driven every day by Peter Steele. You'll hear great songs like Mary Had a Little Lamb by my good friend James Hetfield.
Mary had a little lamb, oh, little lamb, little lamb. Mary had a little lamb. Face was white as snow like coke.
And then you gotta have the alphabet song with my good pal, Tom Morea of Slayer.
A. B. C. D. E. F. G. J. K. L. M. S. O. P. U. R. S. T. U. C. W. X.
Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star by Dave Mustaine of Megadeth.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. James Hetfield, you think you're a big star, don't you? Well, you're not. Dave Mustaine's a real star. I'm so sick of you kicking my dog, my cat, my pet gecko. I'm gonna find you, James. It's not gonna be pretty. I'm done. I'm out of here. I'm done with this stupid song. Screw all of you.
Yeah. Of course, there gotta be a little banana phone with Rafi and a friend I just made, the Iron Sheik.
Ring, 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 ring. Banana phone.
Fucking bullshit.
Ring, 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 ring. Banana phone.
Fucking bullshit.
I'm so appealing for us to get together and sing. Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding dong.
Come on around Christmas.
And it won't be a Peter Steele Presents album without Peter Steele on it. So here I am singing The Wheels on the Bus. The wheels on the bus go round and round, round and round, round and round, round and round, oh, the city still driving.
The wheels on the bus.
Kid, can you shut up? You're ruining my flow. This is Peter Steele. I'm a stinking professional and you're ruining it. Why did I allow this dumb children to be on my song? I'm Peter Steele. I'll kill you. God, I hate stupid children. Pick up my album, Peter Steele and Friends Present Peter Steele. Peter Steele, Peter Steele, in stores Peter Steele.
All right, children. We are back for the live cast. That was
a Peter Steele children's album compilation that never came into fruition. Rest in peace, Peter Steele. We love you. That was a loving tribute, I feel.
Yeah. That was right before he died, we recorded that.
Literally.
Yeah, like an hour before.
It killed him. I believe we finished the show, and then that's when the tweets started coming in, like, oh, Aaron Peter Steele is dead. But this show isn't about Peter Steele. It's about our special guest tonight calling in. We have Steven from I Wrestle the Bear One. Steven, are you there?
I am here.
There you
are. Can you hear me?
We can definitely hear you.
All right. Well, I've been drinking, so I don't know.
Awesome. Awesome.
I saw last week you had to do shots and take bong rips, so, you know, figured I'd join in.
Yeah, you see what happened last week was it was my birthday, so I did a shot for every caller we had, which led to about 14 shots, 8 of which I did right as I came into the studio.
Yeah, he was so busy doing shots, he didn't even smoke weed.
Yeah, I actually turned down weed. Wow.
See, I would have made you do strikeouts.
What's a strikeout?
It's where you take a giant bong rip, then do a shot, and then exhale.
Oh, okay. Okay, from that movie.
That movie. Well, actually, it's from Every Day of Tour. It's called Tour Life, really, if that's a movie. I don't know.
Oh, Tour Life.
Yeah.
No. The movie from the Super Troopers guys. What was that movie? Beer Fest?
No. I was just saying, it sounds like they made a movie out of our lives.
Well, once again, we're here with Steven from Iwabo. And if you want to ask Steven a question, you can give us a call. Our number is 646-929-1357. Now, why are you drunk? Is there a special occasion?
No. Well, we're home from tour for the first time in, like, 6 months. And I took a Amtrak train from our house in Birmingham, Alabama, to New Orleans. And I got off that Amtrak about 30 minutes ago, so the first thing I did was drink, and drinking with people, yeah. So that's why you hear loud motorcycle revving and horses neighing and people vomiting all around me.
How many beads did you get?
How many, oh my God, that's fucking loud. How many what now?
How many beads?
None yet. I've yet to dump out my bosom, so none yet.
All right.
Dump it out, too.
That comes
do you really
later.
Remember?
No, we did not talk about Metal Spring Break. Go on.
Do you remember that fun
break,
little time?
Going crazy.
Yeah. I'm crazy. And asking all the 300-pound land monster metal women to dump out the titties for me.
Yeah. I feel like if they actually made that video, it would have gone over kind of well.
If you really tried. Like
instead of would have outsold our album for sure.
No, 100%.
Speaking of your album, I just want to talk about your last music video. You had a huge cameo in it, Mr. Belting, Dennis Haskins. How did you ever agree that dude to do it? How much cocaine did you provide him?
He actually does not do coke anymore. He's completely clean. He got his shit together, and he's... he's straight edge, although I don't think he knows what straight edge means. So, yeah. We basically, the guy that did the video, Justin, works, you know, in that industry and whatnot, so he knew his agent, hit him up and said, hey, I have these crazy sacks of shit. Like, send him the treatment. And the original treatment was way more horrifically gory and just terrible. And originally he was going to be the assistant principal that, like, murdered everyone, but he said... You know, he couldn't tarnish the legacy of Mr. Belding by actually killing people, but he didn't mind staying around watching someone else kill people. So that was people just walked by me and stared at me really weird when I just openly talked about people murdering people, by the way. But anyway,
just tell him you're in a band.
He was actually a rad dude. He was really, like, the most awesome dude. I went out to eat with him, like, 3 times, and then anytime we're in Los Angeles, like, I don't know, we hit him up, and he always answers my calls, calls me back, texts me all the time. He's just, like, the nicest dude you'd ever meet.
Well, what else is he doing? It's not like Zach Moore, what's his name, Mark Paul Gosselaar or Mario Lopez are calling that.
No, he actually is a really chill dude. He came to our college and did, like, a spoken word thing.
Talk
what?
Like
yeah.
Hey, was he open for Henry Rollins?
No, yeah, almost. No, they had, like, a
the thing where they brought
together.
Like
it was Henry Rollins and Dennis Haskins, actually.
No, his fucking Belding was 1 month. Kevin Smith was another month. Yeah, he was like just people was just coming from.
Mr. Belding?
Yeah, Mr. Belding came
from
this shit. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
What does he have to say?
Nothing. All he has to talk about is Save by the Bell.
Nothing. I was at an interest in Larkmore. He's.
Yes.
So me and Screech had this kegger back in my crib. Yeah.
I think he's still just all he gets asked about. He does like those speaking gigs like all the time. Like we had to reschedule the video shoot because Mother Nature fucked us with a snowstorm, and it took forever to do it because he is busy constantly. Like he flies around doing like speaking things at colleges, and he gets paid just to go hang out at clubs and take pictures with people, and like he still does shit like literally every day. It's nuts. And,
let's go to the XYZ club. Mr. Belding's going to be there.
He came, he didn't drink anything, but he came to the bars. Like after the
hanging
in
co-eds?
He used to rage really hard. Like, he spoke at my high school after I graduated, and people were like, dude, yeah, he, like, came out, and I hate to talk about him now that I didn't know him, but apparently he was out raging pretty hard with the strip clubs and the drugs and the fun times, so, you know.
He's most likely listening to this because I know the guy has a Google alert on his name. And,
that really, really sucks. I love you, Dennis, and that's hearsay. That's hearsay. That's from the paparazzi. They're bullshit.
Anyway, our lines are blowing up with Wrestle the Bear Once fans.
That's probably not
probably
true.
Because
that's,
they won't have
to. Sarcasm, but yeah.
There's four calls.
No, there's
no,
five.
There's five calls.
Come on, Sean.
Oh,
bring it on.
So let's get a call on one. Who do we got first?
Let's go with 443.
443, what is your name and where are you from?
My name is Mike, and I am from Maryland.
Mike
the
from Maryland.
State.
Stop
yeah,
making
yeah,
the
great
yeah.
state of Maryland.
Good old, I actually saw you guys up at a Warped Tour. Dude, you guys blew that shit away.
Thank you. That's Warped Tour. That was the first fucking day, so I wasn't, you know, hungover and worthless at that point. I was all right.
Man, I don't know, dude. I was just blown away. Me and my buddy were in the pit, and this dude just got rocked.
Man. Nice. Well, I hope you took your pants off and fucked someone up.
I would have, but, you know, security guards.
Fair enough.
Do you have a question?
Yeah. I actually looked at some of your interviews with, like, Metal Injection and, like, a few other people, but I kind
of
wanted to get support from you.
Metal Injection?
Other people? Do you mean you've given other interviews?
Well,
no.
No, nah, just
anyway.
YouTube.
I'm just kidding.
How did you guys get started, and like, what really brought IRL to the Bear Ones to music industry, and just decided to fuck it up?
Oh no, you've ruined our phone lines.
Tour. We wrote five songs and then immediately booked tour.
Hang
up on him and
Steve, we're having some technical difficulties with our phones.
Wait, I think we should call him. Hold on.
Hello.
So, so we're going to take a quick music break
to fix the phones.
To fix our phone, sitch. So we'll play some I Wrestle the Bear Once. We're going to play the song for the video, which we were just talking about, that you can watch on Metal Injection. On the Metal Injection. What?
Either one. You can watch it on.
See you in Shell. Thank you. Okay, that wasn't the whole song.
That was just a little tease.
That was a tease.
That was the Sean version.
The sound quality
on that was impeccable.
It sounds much better.
Fantastic sound.
By the way, you should give the number again because we lost all those callers that were on hold.
Our number once again is 646-929-1357. Unless you're Mike from Maryland.
Yeah, if you ask dumb questions, it's going to mess up our
phone
line.
It's going to break our
phone
line, so you better have good questions.
You call and you just ask the questions.
Yeah, by the way, you were fucked great in Maryland.
The problem was that was actually a good question, and we typically only get asked really fucking terrible random questions about having sex with people's dead grandparents or, you know, penis links, things like that. So the fact that he actually asked a legitimate question is probably what ruined it.
Well, do you want to answer that question?
Answer it. And the answer is you just have to, not be a pussy, sell everything you own, and go on tour forever, and maybe be homeless for a while. And I don't know. If you play cards right and blow Rob for metal injection, then maybe you'll be famous.
Hey, we're the ones that made them famous.
Yeah, it's true. Wait, are you guys all still living in a big house?
Did that first interview that we really did in a bathroom, if you remember that. I was in a bathroom in New York City. It's our first taste of stardom.
Yeah. Now, Rob, I have a question for you in regards to that. You say you're the ones that made them famous. Mm-hmm. When is someone going to finally make you famous?
Can't help you there. Got nothing for you. Also worthy of note that we're not famous. The most famous I've felt so far is when the guitarist of Five Finger Death Punch said we had the worst band name of all time in an interview in Guitar World. That's so far my crowning achievement.
He knows terrible band names.
Yeah. We're going to actually mention something about them later, but that's funny that you mentioned that.
No, we actually have some callers. We feel kind of bad. All your supposed fans, your alleged fan base is on the line.
Bring it on.
Okay, let's go with 937.
937. What's your name? Where are you from? And what's your question?
I'm Ashley. Hey. I'm from Columbus. I think Steven knows me and Duncan.
I do. Wow. I've never talked to you on the phone, though. Awesome.
I actually got engaged on I Wrestled a Bear Once on stage.
It was awesome.
Wow.
Yeah. It was up in a shitty little venue in Ohio.
And you're actually, like, a normal both of you are, like, normal people. You would think that would mean you were, like, he was crazy or something, but it was actually romantic and beautiful, not frightening and tragic.
Kind of like our honeymoon.
Whoa.
It was awesome.
That was fun.
I thought you meant
frightening
and tragic.
No, it wasn't. We had, like, Hurricane Earl, but that was about it.
Well played.
But
I was hoping you were talking shit about the sexy time on the honeymoon. It's going to get real interesting for a second, but never mind.
Maybe later at your next show. You'll get all the nitty-gritty details. Well, I just wanted to know, after 6 months of touring, are you happy to be home, or do you get kind of, like, anxious to go back on tour?
That is a good question. Basically, there's, like, as soon as we got home, the day we got home, we all drove down to New Orleans and saw Deftones at the House of Blues because, we got in free because we're Slipknot, as it turns out. Didn't know if you guys knew that. But, and then I immediately rode the Amtrak train back to Birmingham, and 2 hours later got on a plane and went to Los Angeles for 10 days and did things that are legal in Los Angeles that aren't here, and got back from there 2 days ago, came back to New Orleans, and I'm drinking here again. So I really, as soon as you get home, it's like, oh, man, being home is awesome. And then after about one night of sleeping in your own bed, you really just want to kill yourself and leave the house again. So, yeah, it's really nice for about 1 or 2 days, and then you go fucking stir crazy and want to get the fuck out.
I feel that every time I wake up in the morning.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, thank you for your question.
Thanks. See you later, Steve.
Bye, Ashley. See you in a few weeks.
Now, Steve, I've got a question for you in regards to what you just said. When you said you went to L.A. to do things that are legal there but not anywhere else, you meant gay marriage, right?
Yes. I already got gay married in Hawaii to Rob, but,
yeah. Right. I remember that. I saw the photos on Facebook.
Oh, no.
It's
a very classy ceremony.
It was a beautiful,
off the record.
Beautiful ceremony. And despite Rob
got
body type, you would think that I would be the receiver, but it's not like that at all, actually. Rob takes it all.
No.
Steven.
Rob's
the boss
like,
bottom.
Yeah, he's quite the power bottom, Rob.
Rob is quite the power bottom. I like
true.
That.
I want that in a shirt.
Will, I mean,
cool.
We'll
yeah.
That. Do you guys want to do a co-shirt?
Yeah.
Let's do an Iwabo collabo.
There you go.
Rob is quite,
by the fact that
Rob
you just said Iwabo collabo actually ruined it. I don't want to do it anymore, so fuck you guys.
Fuck, I always ruin it. All right, we got
for
some more
one.
Calls. We got a lot.
All right, 704.
Talk to us.
What's your name? Where are you from? And what is your question?
Okay, 704 hung up. They got stage fright. Aww. 920.
920. What's your name? Where are you from? And what's your question?
Hey, I'm Eric Schreiner. I'm from Lake Mills, Wisconsin, and just have some questions for Steven.
Some questions.
Some questions. Well, I saw you guys in Milwaukee, and during Warped, and it was awesome. I was the Jell-O Pudding Pops guy.
Oh, my God, that's awesome. Well played.
Dude, yeah,
well played.
Remember? Beard Buddies? You? Oh, sweet. Okay, well, I was just saying, like, what's your setup for guitar, really? I mean, because I've been playing guitar for 9 years, and just want to know what your actual setup was.
We use ESP guitars, well, LPDs, because we're not fancy enough for the real ESPs, but they're the shit, and we use angle heads through really whatever caps, anything with vintage 30 speakers in it, and you're golden, and a shit ton of effects, like a bunch of, I use a whammy pedal to the point where it just bothers and annoys the shit out of people because I have it set for 2 octaves up, so it's just painful sounding. Pitch shifter, delay, wah, more crazy bullshit. I'm now on our next tour using a Korg Chaos Pad and an Alesis Air Effects. Ran through my effects loop. It's like DJ bullshit equipment, but I'm going to just torture people with it. And yeah, that's about it. We're about to get the Axe Effects Ultra Rec. If you've never seen those, check them out. They're $3,000. But they're fucking awesome. So,
wait,
yeah.
Who handles the...
And EMG pickups. We use EMG 81X and 60X pickups.
Cool.
I got to get nerdy on a guitar question. Wow, no one ever asked that. They're just like, hey, man, what's it like being a faggot or whatever? That was actually a real question. That was awesome.
Well, thank you.
Seven of those in the chat room, right?
You use, like, low boomers, don't you, for strings?
Oh, yeah, and I'm retarded and drinking. Yeah, we use GHS low boomers. You're awesome. You know better than me what the fuck I do, Jesus. We should hire
dude,
you to come on tour.
I will.
Me what the hell I do in my life.
You should have an Iwabo collab.
Steve, the call is coming from inside the house.
Dude, this is awesome.
All right,
I like
thanks. All right, let's move on.
Yes.
Steve, who handles the segue kind of like sound effects and samples that you guys use? Who triggers that in the band?
We run Ableton Live on a MacBook Pro, and
nice.
Like our drummer plays with a click track, and it just all kind of magically happens. We have everything bounce all the tracks out of Pro Tools because Pro Tools is not stable at all to run live, so we use Ableton. And, yeah, they just magically appear where they're supposed to. We don't do any vocals, any guitars, any bass, any drums. It's just all the, dance stuff and synths and keys and all that.
Cool. Well, let's move on to some callers.
Okay, 704.
704, what is your name? Where are you from? And what is your question?
Oh, it's Josh from Charlotte, and I actually saw you guys at Warped Tour, too. not only have I been hanging out with Chris here a few times, but I was actually helping dismantling this stage while you guys were playing. Yeah,
you
I felt kind of bad because I really wanted to be in the pit, but I was helping take down the stage.
Well, no one can fault you for that. No one can fault you for that. If you said that you were, like, banging a tranny hooker in the porta pot, actually, I wouldn't fault you for that either. But you're doing work, so it's whatever.
It was not more work. It was more volunteer work and the only reason why I was backstage in the first place. But anyway, you guys sounded awesome that day. I wish I was there in the pit slamming into other people, but obviously I was busy. So,
these are all statements. Come
to a show on the headliner and fuck someone up.
He got disconnected. All right, we're going to have to move on. But I just want, on behalf of Steven, I just want to say that he thinks it's awesome that you saw him on Warped Tour. You don't have to remind me
of that. That's the only place anyone has ever seen our band is Warped Tour. I mean, I believe it because it was fucking crazy, but wow, it's awesome.
Now,
are any of them mixing you up with Anti-Flag? is that a possibility?
We had that a lot. Well, no, we had Pennywise a lot. People thought we were Pennywise for no apparent reason. It was interesting.
Like trio, yeah.
So Warped Tour, like a lot of people say, it's like summer camp. Was that the case? Did you find, or is it more like boot camp? Oh,
I would say it's summer camp for drug-addled, alcoholic, degenerate pieces of shit. Yeah, that'd be a good thing for Warped Tour. Yes.
So you loved it.
So it was fucking great, but we're wusses. None of us do real drugs, but it's awesome because we already knew so many bands on it. Just like literally wake up every day and you're like, oh hey friend, let's drink beers. All right, it's 9 a.m. Great. That's literally every day of the entire fucking tour. Sweat your sack off. I have got the most horrific tan lines ever. I wish I could upload some pictures to this conversation right now, but unfortunately it's not through Facebook to prove the glory of them. It's fun.
Are there any Warped Tour bands you'd like to shit talk right now while you have this public forum?
I'm trying, like, we literally didn't meet anyone that sucked. Like, even, like, the people that we went in were like, oh, man, I bet these people are going to suck. I'll be the first to shit talk everyone. But like legitimately did not, I had like zero problems. Like there was no one, even like the bigger bands, like older, obviously jaded dudes were all still, you know, cool and friendly. So.
Cool.
That's cool. So we
no
have
drama.
Two more callers.
That's a really, really boring answer. Sorry.
Yeah. Come on.
Were you there when Pennywise dudes
sorry.
Went?
I just want to right now say fuck the Dillinger Escape Plan. The Dillinger Escape Plan are pieces of shit.
Nice. I don't hear that.
Why do you say that?
That's not true at all. That's actually just hung out with them. I don't know. I'm trying to do something. I'm trying to say something exciting. I got nothing.
I think you guys can have a good little feud.
Well, no. Like, if someone just edits out what I said after that, if they just, like, you know, get the quote of me saying that and sounding really passionate about it and, like, send it to Ben or Greg or somebody, it'll be great.
It's already been edited.
This whole thing is going to be edited so that you're just talking shit on Pennywise.
Hello, Blabbermouth.
Everybody.
Love it.
On Warped Tour.
You know, it's actually going straight to Greg, because that's the person
that's great.
Yeah.
We need the press, and I'm sure they won't mind, so bring it on. Let's do it. Let's start a feud with Dillinger Escape Plan today, right now.
Official.
You'll be the new Avenged Sevenfold for Dillinger. It's perfect.
Make sure your drummer is somewhere.
I was going to make a dead drummer joke, but I guess too soon. I don't know.
I just did. I beat you to the punch.
So, speaking of beating you to the punch, I'm about to punch you.
Scholars, bring it on.
Yep, you know it.
509.
What's your name? Where are you from? What's your question?
It's Dakota from Washington, and I've always wondered, like, for their song names, why do they usually have nothing to do with the song?
It's because, I don't know. I mean, all the lyrics are, like, Krista writes everything. It's all, like, really personal, all have deep meaning, they're all poetic and whatnot, but the song titles, it's just, I don't know. We started this from the beginning. It's kind of silly to take everything too seriously and name the song something really epic and retarded. And, yeah, this band started off, like, in my bedroom while we were drinking. So we just named the song some shit. They were inside jokes while we were drinking and decided to stick with that.
What?
No,
I'm sorry, I was interrupting. I was being rude, but the caller sounds so sad. Is South Dakota a sad place?
You do sound sad.
His name is Dakota.
No,
I think.
She's not an
no,
maybe that's
tired.
Why he's sad.
Oh, okay, he's just tired.
Staying up past his bedtime.
It's like 3 a.m. In Dakota.
It's North Dakota,
where he is.
It's like Eeyore just called in.
Aw. Well, thanks for... All right, we got a few more callers, and then we'll let you go. Continue to be drunk.
You have 801.
Eggers.
801. Eggers, what's
Hello?
Up, buddy?
Oh, not much. I just got a question for... what was his name again?
Ted.
Yeah. I was just wondering, with a band name like I Wrestled the Bear once, were you guys ever going to, like, push a fund to prevent, like, you know, the humiliation of bears or, like, putting tutus and, like, put on ace skates and playing hockey for people's amusement? I mean, you guys seem to be probably pushers of animal rights.
I wish we could do that, but the sad truth is, I have no fucking clue how to even begin doing that. Maybe Russia. Next time we go to Russia, we should look into the bears and tutus things playing hockey. I think that's where that started. I don't know. If you know how to hook that up, that'd be great. Or Rob, you're like internet famous. If you could get us some bears to molest,
Rob,
that'd be great.
He wants a bear.
No, Rob is actually technically a bear right
yeah.
now. Shut up.
Yeah, Rob. Leave me alone.
Those leather.
Yeah. Well, that just reminded me of my dad actually contacted me. He went to check out our MySpace. You know, MySpace targets ads to people based on, like, I guess, what they like or what their page says or what the page they're looking at says. And due to our page, apparently MySpace, for a long time, some gay dating site bought a bunch of ad space for, you know, big bear gay men. So my dad was really proud when he used to go to our MySpace and all the ads were about big gay bear dating. So that's completely unrelated, but, Dad, I'm sorry.
You know why... Because you also had shirts that said metal just got gay, and your whole page had the word gay. So there's gay and
true.
Bear.
I didn't even think about that.
The SEO went off on that. A lot of bad
well, there we go.
SEO.
I'd like to think that we brought
start
a lot of traffic to biggaybeardating.com or whatever it was.
.org.
Thank you, Rob.
It's .org.
We have,
okay.
It's an org.
Yes.
No big
443.
EDU.
Hello?
443, what's your name? You're from, and what is your question, 443?
It's Brad from Maryland. I've called in before, and I just wanted to ask, since you guys play so many different, like, genres in, like, 2 seconds, what's your major influence?
Wow, that is a good question. I'm not used to real... I don't know.
Yeah, these real questions.
Legitimately everything.
Bummer.
Like, I don't even know. Like, on the train coming here, I listened to everything from Fantagram to fucking Cephalic Carnage to, I don't know. Like, I sincerely enjoy. I'll listen to, like, 4 songs by one band of one style music and then get bored and have to listen to the polar, complete fucking opposite of it. So, I don't know. I really just think ADD is our only influence, the fact that we can't focus on doing one thing for more than 10 seconds at a time. And, like, lately I've been doing, you know, like, remix stuff for other bands and working on, like, just really simple, slower, electronic, chill music. And it's weird for me to make something repeat. People are like, oh, yeah, you know, you can make that repeat for, like, 8 bars. I'm like, you can't fucking do that. 8 bars? You fucking retarded? So, I don't know. Just what John, our other guitarist, and I have been in a band together for like 10 years, and we have honestly been doing the same style of music for at least 10 years of, I don't know, if fucking whatever, Mr. Bungle listened to more grindcore, so, yeah, if that makes sense. Mr. Bungle, there you go. There's a good influence. Listen to Mr. Bungle if you never have.
All right. Yeah, I have, like, more Avin great stuff.
Fair enough. I don't know. Put me on the spot. I can't name drop too many bands here. Let's see, I would say the Dillinger Escape Plan, but we're in a fight with them right now. They fucking suck. Let's see. I don't know. Everything. I think we have a bunch of bands listed on our Facebook or our MySpace. One of those websites, I actually sat down and put a list of bands that are awesome and worth listening to.
There you go. Do a little research. Come on now. This guy's
well,
drunk.
Just,
you can't be...
It's true. You can't ask any serious questions right now.
Yeah.
Wait, so were you referring to Smash Mouth? Is that who you're talking about?
Was that one of the bands, Smash Mouth?
Dude, I had this conversation like a week ago. Smash Mouth aren't a bad band. I'm just going to put it out there. I'm just going to say it right now. Here.
Hold on, you just made Sid's head explode.
Yeah.
I'm the only one that touts Smash Mouth around here.
Sean's here.
Somebody.
I would rather listen to Smash Mouth than half of the bands that are currently popular in America right now, or probably 80%.
Sure.
So this over Kesha.
Well, Kesha's not a band.
Not a band.
Oh, true.
I would say this over half the bands that are on the Warped Tour, though.
Oh,
it's going
Warped Burn. Kesha, the one that got bottles and rocks thrown at her by Insane Clown Posse. Who was that?
No, that's Tequila. Tequila.
Oh, Kesha. Well, she was the one then that had that picture of her, with like a load blown on her. Was that her?
Yeah, and then they said it was just photoshopped. But it wasn't even a track.
No.
No.
Well,
you
know. Kudos to her.
You guys are coming.
Getting loads blown on her.
Nice. Who doesn't like that? But you guys are coming through town here.
Win.
Yeah, 100%. Well, you guys are coming through New York.
We're coming through town, yes.
That's Jared.
There's a delay here, so I keep not thinking I'm interrupting people, and then I, in fact, turn out to be interrupting people. It's extremely confusing.
You're drunk. It's okay.
Yeah. It's not the delay. It's just you're drunk.
Now, I was going to say, for our New York fans here, you're coming through town, right, with the Chariot at the end of the month?
Just New York fans.
Yeah, I don't fucking
we
know.
Are.
It's not.
We are. We're playing Andrew WK's venue, Santo's Party House. It is going to be fucking awesome.
Nice. Nice. That's the Ghostbus tour, right? The Ghostbus tours?
Yes, the Ghostbus tour. I don't know. I can't remember when we came up with that idea for a tour name. And, I think it's pretty fantastic because the Ghostbusters movies are some of the best of all time.
You should have called it the Iwabo Calabo tour. And you should have gone through Cabo Wabo on your tour.
Get Sammy Hagar over there.
Well, originally, I might use this. My band might be mad at me. We wanted to name it The Retorted, but we thought that might be a little too offensive, so we didn't go for that.
If you go for the pun angle, it has to really end with tour. Otherwise, like, you lose it, you know, somewhere.
Yeah. Well, I just, you know, retarded. We're pretty retarded, so it works, so.
True.
All right, let's take one final call in and let Steven go. Probably needs to go to a bathroom and puke.
Private number 1111111.
Who's on the Skype private?
Private number.
Just say something.
Everybody who's on hold, say something. Now.
Hey,
hey, hey,
you. The guy that said hey.
Move.
Fuck.
Five.
Hang up on him.
Four. Hang on.
8-4-2.
2-4-4-2. 1.
Okay, 956.
956. Hello? Last question. Make it a good one. Hello. What's your name?
It's me, Efren.
Oh, hey. I'm
Efren.
You called everybody on the live cast fat on Facebook.
Wow. Did you?
No, you were not on the picture.
All right, good.
All right, what's your question?
Oh, actually, I just want to say that I'm not really a fan of, you know, the band he's in. But I do like to, give a question, like, what was the whole concept behind the shirt of Male Just Got Gay?
That is a good question. We get asked that a shit ton. This site, metalsucks.net, they, along with Metal Injection, were like the first major folks to like talk to us or give half a shit about us like years ago. And like the first time Metal Sucks posted about us, saying, you know, they liked us, blah, 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 this band's going to get signed and do cool stuff. One of the first comments was from some guy with a username like, you know, Dying Fetus 666, Necrophages, Fuck Your God 420. That was his username, something really cool and brutal. And he literally, the only comment he left was, metal just got gay. And we're like, wow, that's great. We're printing that on a fucking t-shirt in rainbow letters to make fun of this kid. And it won't die. We keep having to reprint it. So there you go.
It's your best-selling shirt.
Do you give him royalties and stuff?
No, but we do like to send him pictures of us teabagging his grandmother. That's what we do for him. And also us holding all these stacks of cash that we make off of him. We use those in crazy bondage tricks with his grandfather. So that's good. Do we like to send him video of that, though?
Nice.
No, it's just a boner off of that one.
Yeah, well, it's really just the whole making fun of, I mean, we're all guilty of it, but using the word gay just to describe, you know, I was that kid that listened to metal like forever ago when it wasn't cool with, you know, vocoder. People just use the word gay anytime. It's like people add singing or, you know, something that's not brutal. So it's fun to poke fun at those people.
Awesome. Cool. Yeah. Wow. Thank you so much for taking some time to talk to us.
Anytime.
And we are going to go out on some I Wrestled the Bear once.
Well,
we're not going out yet.
We're still doing the show if anyone wants to listen.
Oh,
it was a little confusing what you said.
I just meant there's going to be a music break right now.
Is there? Rob, speak in English.
That music break is B. Yeah. Going.
Some stuff and shit or whatever is going to happen and shit and stuff, so it's fucking whatever.
Exactly.
Do you have a specific song that you want us to play you out with right now?
Some Skinner, perhaps?
Yeah. Wham? Can we play that Wham?
Smash Mouth.
A song of yours from the last album.
Let's see. How about This Dude Tastes Like Kevin Bacon, because no one cares about any of the other songs except that one.
True. Because that video is fucking sick.
Do you really want to do that? You want that one?
Film in our friend's basement in front of a green bed sheet for $0. Thank you, Internet and YouTube.
A way to go viral.
Just wanted to tell you before you hang up, someone in the chat, in our chat, just named themselves Dying Fetus 666 Necrophages Brutal 420.
Yeah. I love that person. I wish I was at a computer right now to chat with them.
Awesome. Well, thanks again for calling in, and here's some I Wrestle the Bear ones, and we'll be back after this quick music break.
Later.
Come on. Landington. I fucked your girlfriend last night. While you snored and drooled, I fucked your love. She called me daddy, and I called her baby, as I smacked her ass. And then I used your computer to stream the Metal Injection live cast at metalinjection.net.
And we're back.
But that was appropriate since we were talking about Phil Anselmo earlier.
So one thing we wanted to get to was...
this joint?
Oh, yeah, definitely the joint.
Forgot about that.
Or you getting me another beer?
What?
You're the one that brought in pictures of you in some, like, maid outfit. I think you should be getting all of us beer.
Yeah, I was a milkmaid.
Wait, what?
With me.
Where's that?
Oh, you missed it?
I will not have you calling Rob a cow.
Yeah.
You were dressed as a maid?
No, I was a milkmaid.
First
and
off,
my buddy Pat Nolan was a cow.
Breaking news.
Yeah.
During the break, we learned that Mike Portnoy has quit Dream Theater.
Noah, what's your reaction to this?
This is Noah's reaction. Can I just do it?
No.
Damn, damn, damn.
This is like good times. The father died.
Dynamite. That was
enough.
That's not a negative reaction.
But it was guy, my reaction.
Noah heard.
If there's actual dynamite in the room, then
Noah heard. Noah heard her relative dying. That's what it
was
like.
It was like
that's mean.
When I was the kibbutz is on fire. Oh no!
Yeah.
When I play for Rob in IMs, when something horrible happens, like the Hindenburg disaster.
I'm screaming. Everyone in Dream Theater don't die.
No.
Well, they're all
turning
in,
down. Sean
they're all in their late 60s.
No, I'm saying
they
down.
Probably are dead. Or you're on the way.
They're not.
No, they all just go.
Lifetime, I got to see them, and that was recently with Iron Maiden.
Yeah, so you got to see them when they were in their peak.
What a crowd.
No.
What kind of audience must that be?
Fucking douchebag.
No was the only one who possessed a vagina, though she was not the only one who possessed breasts.
Yeah, or the Jerry Curl. On a white man.
Lots of guys that work at Sam Ash part-time.
Yeah.
Hanging out, having fun.
Hey, not for nothing.
No.
Mike Portnoy is
retired.
A really good musician.
Oh, fuck that.
He's a really good musician.
Go die, too.
It's guys retired from Sam Ash.
You can't call yourself a good musician and play an Avenged Sevenfold.
Touche.
Yes, you can.
No, you
can. He can dumb himself down.
That makes for a terrible musician.
He's a sellout.
He's willing to dumb himself down.
I think he's just going through a midlife crisis, to be honest.
Why is it a sellout if he genuinely enjoys the band and thinks it would be a fun thing to do?
But if he's dumbing himself down.
But that means if he enjoys the band and it's Avenged Sevenfold, he has terrible taste and should go die.
Also true. Does he enjoy
the band? Yeah, but that doesn't mean he's a terrible musician.
That's true.
It just means that he's doing whatever the fuck he
wants. Which was the original argument.
That's because
you
know. No. I'm holding strong.
It's because he plays solos. That's why.
The only way to clear up a song is
solos. It's so funny now. Anytime I listen to a song with an awesome solo, all I think about is Sean and how much I want to punch him for being wrong.
Like Sean is standing.
What a fucking idiot! Like this solo is beautiful.
Like when you're sitting there on the train with your headphones on, Sean's standing behind you, tapping his toes with his hands on his hips, like,
"What are you doing, listening to that? Get to the third verse already!" What is this fish?
Rob, what did I come here, man? Noah's not even smiling. He's like scowling through this. She won't even humor us in this.
I just hate it that whenever I get high, you guys just have this conversation, and it just pisses me off.
You're always high. So anytime we're having this conversation, you're high, of course.
Yes, yeah, so don't have this conversation. Because we are correct,
right.
And you are wrong.
No, what are you trying to say?
But I think we can all agree the best way to clear up a song is to have Five Finger Death Punch play it.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Yeah, we get all.
I wanted to bring this up. I won't dwell on this long, but one of my favorite songs in classic rock history is Bad Company. Actually,
I love Bad Company.
That whole album. And it's just because it's rocky, it's bluesy, it has like a great groove to it. And Five Finger...
It's
corporate rocky. Right. And Five Finger Death Punch decided to ruin this song by covering it, and it's not, they turned a great song into a sterile, soulless piece of crap. I mean, it's probably still their best song. Yeah, actually, I am Sid about this. He listened to it.
We're giving it airplay.
Well, I want to make fun of it.
Oh, no.
On the Roll. It's like Three Doors Down.
It's like every song on the radio.
What My Favorite Death Punch are, to me, is like Godsmack reincarnated.
Well, isn't Godsmack still around?
Yeah, but they're like big now. They're like bigger than like my image of Godsmack.
They're like Godsmack covering Metallica in the Load era with Herman Munster singing. That's how I would
say it.
That's very accurate. But what, like, if you're gonna, so many bands that, wait, here's the heavy part, hold on. I hear this.
Yeah!
Did you
say that, James?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
This is
where they lose.
Off.
You know what I'll do? I'll put the
You're right. The easiest way to clear up a song is have Five Finger Death Punch play.
Yes.
I take back solos.
Let's
fucking
listen to a
Five
Finger
Death
Punch finally.
Solo.
We cue that.
All right, we'll get to the solo.
They don't do solos.
No.
No, there's a solo. Yeah. Oh, here's the breakdown part.
Okay.
Yeah, the video for this is all like, in the army.
So it's a Navy commercial with God's name.
Yeah, it is exactly. See all that you can be.
Oh, here's a solo. No,
racist
solo.
It's very predictable.
Did Mike Portnoy join this band yet? Of all the things you could say, lamest criticism.
Why? I know exactly what he's going to play. Predictable.
What's next?
Hold on. Next note.
Is it a D?
I usually stay on a G string.
Yeah, which fret is it going to next?
Alright, we seriously played far more Five Finger Death Punch.
Give me some echo so I can imitate this.
Would it kill you to play some Fog Hat?
They should do a Fog Hat.
I know. I should do a Fog Hat.
Well, they should do like every classic rock song. That should be their whole repertoire because it's better than anything they wrote.
I would buy that.
Do you have my echo? Echo.
I would buy any band that covers fucking Foghat, man.
Three Dog Night?
Yeah, fucking A.
Get the Ramona was a bullfrog.
Get the four tops back together.
Fucking all right.
Foghat.
Fuck the Echo.
Fuck the Echo!
Echo.
That's enough Five Finger Death Punch talk.
That pissed me off.
I
need to bring one thing up before we go any further. Over the weekend, I was on the twitters.commerce website.
Oh.
I don't know if any of you have ever heard of it.
Twitter's commerce?
I follow some of my fellow co-hosts here, and one of them had a tweet that troubled me a little bit. And I'll read the tweet, and then whoever's responsible can raise their hand and explain themselves, because I'm a little upset. The plan as it stands.
Oh.
Move out of NYC next summer. Fuck off to Hawaii for a couple months, then back to Chicago for good.
Yeah.
I wonder who wrote that.
Sorry, guys. I'm going to move to Hawaii for a few months.
Roberta?
No, it's not you.
You were the one that posted that, right? No, that was me. That's as it stands right now is what I'm thinking.
Cutting and running on the live cast.
Well, I mean, I guess.
And you're not getting your money for the equipment.
Oh, fuck it. I've hung out with you guys enough, but we said this beforehand, that I feel like I'm Jew enough to get my money back for this shit.
We're bigger Jews than
you. No refunds. Yeah, you can't have Jews.
I know. God, man, your nose is pushing me out the room. It possibly will change, but right now, in my mind, I think that when my lease is up July 1st, I may fuck off and work for the national parks in Hawaii. And it's free room and board and free food.
Sean is going to turn to a bear.
I'm going to turn to a bear because there's a lot of...
What? Yeah. And he'll wrestle the band once.
With a tutu and a hot
dog. But, no, I found this shit. There was, like, free room and board, free food. You work 30 hours a week, and like one of the jobs is just, like, picking up some trash on the beach and shit. Mm-hmm. And there'll be a tour guide in, like, the mountains.
How are you going to tour people around someplace you just got to?
I hope they would take me once and then let me know.
This is a clip.
Just push you out on your own the first time.
This looks like a tree over here. I don't know. Something.
Some rocks and shit. I mean, obviously, it possibly changed. But,
well, let me just say this. Let me ask the rest of the live cast crew here. if Sean does bail on us like a piece of shit, do we just go back to having four hosts,
yeah.
or do we?
Or do I need to find a subplot?
Do we have like a contest?
We'll have a contest,
and the most entertaining listener can pay their way and move here
and
be our co-host.
Wait, why can't I just call in and be for 2 hours every?
I'd have to have a really good phone line.
I'm very surprised you're suggesting that when you shit on all of our callers all the time.
Well, we've got some creative ones.
Like who?
Sean. Interscare.
People in the chat room are suggesting Lonnie be the fifth.
Well,
Beatles.
If he didn't have a kid to take care of, he'd probably be down for that, but he's a little too busy.
How about Lonnie's kid be the replacement?
That would actually work.
No, just because the chat room is so all about me leaving, I'm fucking staying. I'm not going away now.
Yes, it worked.
You want to get to Cancer Scare's song?
Yes.
Before
Wait. We have some callers, though.
We can only really take one.
Yeah, wait, before the callers, I do need to... make an announcement.
Well, still be on the air. It's just they can't call in. Let's take a call in.
Yeah.
Go.
Okay, fine. Do it.
920.
920. What up?
Hey, dude. I called. I was asking guitar questions from Steve, and I'm a first-time caller, and I didn't say anything. So now do I get free stuff?
He wants merge.
You just call. You don't get free stuff.
You
just call in for free stuff.
How about if we let you talk to the guitarist for one of your favorite bands for free? Oh, we did that, right?
That was my first time calling in, though, and that one guy got free stuff, and you got to call back.
What?
Okay, on the next live cast, if you call, we'll reset the number.
Yeah, we're calling in.
Over.
It's all free CD for the first call thing. That's on our discretion. It's not a law.
Wait, are you crying, sir?
Well, let's move on.
Titty Quick. Baby.
All right. Yeah, I don't know if it'll work.
781. Hello? Hey, it's Pizza
Destroyer.
I didn't call it earlier because I was at Guitar Centers, but yeah.
Did you go to the Dream Theater show?
No, I don't really like Dream Theater. I was buying strings.
Thank you.
It was
$20.
It's not cheap.
Well, I thought you could get a job at Guitar Center.
Were you jamming on any Bitchin' Double Necks?
No, I don't really want to get a job at Guitar Center anyway. Because, they have to, to make money there, it's, by commission, so you have to, sell your soul to get people to buy stuff. And then you have to,
just have any at all.
Right. And they don't have medical insurance for a deviated septum.
So, anyway, why are you calling in?
I didn't want to break my tradition of calling every time. That's pretty much it.
I didn't want to break.
You sound like someone, Selma.
I didn't want to break my tradition of being a white man.
Oh, yeah. I watched a couple of videos of Stephen Wright on YouTube. It was quite funny. He's like, I used to be a narrator for Bad Mimes. I'm kind of out of it right now.
Wow, you totally delivered it with his voice as well.
This kid got a hold of some of the wrong stuff.
We turned him on to the wrong type of humor. That's what I feel. He's just going to walk up to people with these non sequiturs now, and they're going to be like, what?
It was 20 minutes away from me. Maybe I could track him down.
Hey, don't fucking interrupt me.
The sign said 24 hours. I went there and they were closed. I said, what are you doing? It said they're open 24 hours. The guy said, not in a row.
Good one. Back on the highway, and the truck driver pulled over. I went up to the cab. He said he didn't have any room. He liked to have people sit in the cars in the back because he had a trailer that carried a bunch of cars. Turns out he had 19 other people in those cars. He went over 90 miles per hour. We all got speeding tickets.
Oh, the crowd loved it, man.
Wow, our audience. Great, well,
jokes for me.
You know what? It makes me feel good that we've turned Pizza Destroyer onto
his unknown comedy influence.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He didn't even know.
Not
he was
even his comedy influence, just his vocal influence.
His vocal. Like, you didn't even know that this guy existed, and we brought you two together.
It's like Pizza Destroyer is in a band, and we're asking him what his influences are, just as a caller. It's Steve
Oh,
Ryan.
You want to hear my favorite band?
No.
Yes,
no.
I do.
Okay.
No, Sean's eyes lit up in the complete opposite way. Noah's light eyes lit up when she found that Mike Portnoy left Dream Theater.
No!
No, Iron Sheik is totally pissed about that.
No,
just give us your top seven.
Yeah. I'll be honest with you. No, sir.
You want my top seven?
Yes.
Quick.
I'll be honest with you.
Well, I'm like waiting for like all right, so I'll just go ahead. My favorite band is probably Cryptopsy because they have like the best death metal album ever, in my opinion, None So Vile.
Just names.
Okay. Cryptopsy, The Red Cord, The Black Dahlia Murder, Neurosis, Pelican, and fuck. That's five.
Why Peter Dustin?
Wait, was that Fuck I'm Dead? Because they're good.
No, I don't like them, and I don't like Five Finger Death Punch either. What else? Who else do I really like?
Carcass. You like Carcass?
Crocus.
Wait, don't you like Moon Sorrow?
Jackal.
Moon Sorrow? I don't like Moon Sorrow. I like Mirror Throne. I like Mirror Throne a lot. What else?
Fuck it.
ICP. What? Come on.
Lily Google.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I love Insane Clown Posse.
Oh, good.
I was lying.
Seriously?
Destiny
is so...
All right.
Well, we got to...
What's with that laugh?
We got to... That's like the only the whole show to
love
discuss.
It. It's like, yeah, it's the only personality that you have is that laugh. Everything else is so monotonous and then that laugh.
We're
going to have to, like...
You want me to sign out, really enthusiastically?
I'm just going to bring volume down because I can't hang up.
All right, we got to go, Pizza Destroyer.
Wait, let me sign out.
We've been talking.
All right, can I sign out?
Cancer scare. One of our lists.
Can I?